The road to Hall of Fame Stadium in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and the Women's College Softball World Series begins this week. The Oregon Ducks, in spite of a 37-15 record and playing one of the toughest schedules in the nation, will not play at home. They have to hit the road for this first round. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? My name is Greg Stewart, and this is Sports and Commentary, a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime online at the all-new look WWIB.com for all the information you need to connect and give and help support the show. The Oregon Ducks will play Texas State in Austin Friday night in the Texas Longhorns Regional. And Ducks assistant coach Joe Coons is back with me on S&C today. So even though you have to hit the road here, Joe, you have to play away from the Jane there in Eugene, Oregon, at least you got some momentum on your side because you guys finished up the Pac-12 season with four straight wins. You swept Cal. So how about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was huge for us. And honestly, like coming down the stretch, we played that tough series against Arizona as well. We played really well, even though we ended up splitting with them. And again, I think that's what the pack is so tough because, we just beat up on each other every weekend. I think maybe that's part of the parity too. It's hard for people to see it because you see we have losses and Washington has losses and or whoever we're playing, you know, it's a battle every weekend. And it's, like I said, I think it's going to pay off for all of us that are going to postseason.
Yeah. This is the 20th trip to the NCAAs for the program, but the first under third-year head coach Melissa Lombardi. What does it mean to you all out there under her leadership to finally get back to the NC2As here?
Yeah, Coach Lombardi is a phenomenal coach. I mean, it's a great honor and privilege to be able to work underneath her. And, you know, she has been to the World Series more than most coaches in the country. And so she definitely knows what it's like to be there and how to lead the team to get there. And we're just excited. Like I said, we have put in the work, and I think, you know, last year we were on the same track to get there. Obviously, you know, COVID and everything shut that down. So it's almost been like a redemption year for her, for us as a staff, and for our team, of course. And so it's just exciting, I think, you know, to see this new era underneath her as a program to be able to take off and really just do what we've been, you know, creating as a culture and to put that on the national stage. And it's exciting. Like I said, she's one of the best, and I think the world's going to get to see it this weekend.
Joe Coons, the assistant coach with the University of Oregon softball team, ranked, 11th in one poll, number 10 in another, and yet they're playing on the road in the first round of the NC2As. Let's talk about your faith for a few minutes here, Joe. Discovering what it means to give your life and your soul and your future to Jesus Christ as your Savior and live for Him every day, make an impact for Him. What's that mean to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up in a Christian home, so it kind of, you know, was pretty natural, I would say, from the beginning. And then as I got a little bit older, you know, 11, 12 years old, you know, you start experiencing life for yourself, really, and just knew that God was somebody that was always going to be there and to love, you know, to love me wholeheartedly. And through that, I think my faith was, it's always like challenged, right, as we go along life. And I think that's, you know, the beauty of faith is the fact that we can rely on God to get us through everything that we ever go through. So I would say some of like the more like pinpointing moments when in my life when like my faith was really tested and when you're really rooted and grounded in it is when I was being recruited to play softball. I'm from a small town in Chico, California, so not a lot of softball players that go on to the next level from here. And I remember just not being recruited the way I thought I was, and you know, I feel like that really tested my relationship with God and really just made me grow closer to Him through that. Ended up playing 4 years at Utah State, which was an incredible blessing. And when I went away to college, I really feel like, you know, my faith again, I just grew closer to God because you know, experiencing the ups and downs of college athletics and what it's like to play again at that high level. And then from there going into the, you know, the coaching field, it's, you know, nobody can prepare you to be a coach as much as I felt like God had called me to be a coach from a very young age. You know, you experience again those same ups and downs and ebbs and flows, as well as just, you know, it's almost like coaching is much harder than playing in some aspects, just because it's like you got to be recruited every year almost to have a job somewhere. So it's just always a constant like reminder that, you know, he has his best at mind for me. And I wouldn't be who I am or where I am without my faith. And as far as from the aspect of it, it's just an incredible blessing to get to coach every single day. And, you know, it's an incredible platform to share my faith. And I think, you know, you can do that in several ways, but I think one of the most important ways is just to love my players the best that I can and show them God's love, because ultimately it's love that changes people, and his love changed me. And, you know, it's my hope and my prayer that his love can also, you know, work in my players' lives through me.
Hmm. Joe Coons, the assistant coach with the Oregon Ducks softball team in the NCAA tournament this weekend, Friday night, taking on Texas State in the UT, University of Texas, Longhorns Regional. Hey, Joe, best to you and the team. Safe journeys down there, and we'll look forward to talking to you again. God bless you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.